This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Germany's conservative CDU chancellor candidate Armin Laschet said on Sunday that his party could not be satisfied with the results of an election, but that he would do everything possible to build a conservative-led government. One exit poll had put them neck and neck. The CDU-CSU bloc won 25% of the vote, their weakest result in a post-war federal election, and on par with the center-left Social Democrat SPD, the poll for broadcast art showed. It's been a little more than a month since Taliban fighters in their signature heavy beards and descended on the Afghan capital and cemented their takeover. Now they're vying for a seat in a club of nations and seeking what no country has given them as they attempt to govern for a second time. That's international recognition of their rule. The Taliban wrote to the United Nations requesting to address the UN General Assembly meeting of leaders that is underway in New York. They argue that they have all the requirements needed for recognition of their government. South Korea is now urging North Korea to restore dormant communication hotlines. This is a day after the North repeated an offer to open conditional talks. The North might be seeking to extract concessions about 2 weeks after it raised tensions by carrying out its first missile test in 6 months. North Korea has twice reached out to South Korea, saying it's open to talks if conditions are met. Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said Saturday the two Koreas can take steps toward reconciliation if South Korea abandons hostile policies and more. This is VOA News. Israeli troops conducted a series of arrest raids against suspected Hamas militants across the occupied West Bank early Sunday, sparking a pair of gun battles in which 5 Palestinians were killed and 2 Israeli soldiers were seriously wounded. It was the deadliest violence between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants in the West Bank in several weeks. The region has seen an increase in fighting in recent months, with tensions fueled by Israeli settlement construction, heightened militant activity in the northern West Bank in aftermath of a bloody war between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip last May. The Israeli military said it had been tracking the Hamas militants for several weeks and that their raids were launched in response to immediate threats. Cheers rang out, hugs were exchanged, and rainbow-colored flags waved overhead across Switzerland as the Swiss resoundingly voted to allow same-sex couples to marry. Final results of a nationwide referendum showed Sunday. Official results showed that the measure passed with more than 64% of the vote, while more than half of all voters approved in each of Switzerland's 26 cantons or states. The vote, years in the making, is set to bring the Alpine nation into line with many other Western Europe and wrap up some often tense campaign between rival sides. The Justice Minister, Karin Keller-Sutter, tweeted that the government will implement the decision quickly, and under current plans, the new rules could take effect as soon as July 1st. Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who briefly formed a camp in the Texas border town of Del Rio have found a helping hand across the river in Mexico City. While U.S. officials announced the camp on the U.S. side had been cleared, an undetermined number of migrants remained in the city, afraid to step a foot in the streets after Mexican immigration agents raided a small hotel and ringed a similar camp on the Mexican side with agents. Some of the residents took in Haitian families, while others provided food and water. Meanwhile, Haitians marched in the capital, Port-au-Prince, on Sunday to protest against deportations as of Haitian migrants by the United States. Last week, the impromptu border camp that roiled the U.S. government was cleared of thousands of Haitian migrants, with many expelled on deportation flights or returned to Mexico. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas reported that nearly 30,000 migrants had been encountered in the border area in the past 2 weeks. Some 2,000 of them were expelled to Haiti. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.